Hey.
Ooh, feels good to be back, and I'm ready to run this mouth.
Back and ready to yap, ladies.
Seriously.
How's it going?
It is going well for me. Today's Wednesday, so I went to the med spa. We're having, like, our party we do twice a year. Two or three, I don't know. Just, like, come eat. We have, like, boutiques come, permanent jewelry. Botox is, like, $8.50 a unit. Like, just crazy good deals and prices. So I was filming some stuff. I liked my outfit today. I wore, like, boots for the first time.
I saw this year. Your video. You look so cute.
Thank you. I feel like it's officially fall. Like, it's really setting in, you know?
It was 80 degrees here today, though.
Yeah. That's a little much.
You're just not gonna pay attention. It's fine.
I know. And I know you have your Christmas decor up already.
I don't, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. My roommate and I are very November 1st people. However, we had a little party that we threw on the 2nd. And it was like a potluck and, you know, friends. We almost called it like a Friendsgiving kind of thing because all of the friends were there. And our friend group is like 10 people deep, so it's hard to get everybody in the same general area all at the same time, and we had that, which was awesome. So everybody brought a plate, a side, whatever they wanted. We had cornhole going, we had a fire going, we had music. Like, it was so much fun.
Good.
Yeah, so we kept up all of our, like, fall-ish decor for that occasion, and then after that, Allison and I were just so tired from planning and doing all of that that we just said, like, eventually we'll put them up. Eventually.
Yeah. When you mentioned, like, everyone bringing food, like, potluck style, it reminded me of a headline I saw today of, like, someone, they had some sort of employee party, and this person brought a noodle dish of sorts, and 46 employees got food poisoning and were, like, in, like, I don't know if they were all sent to the hospital, but it was all, like, they all had reported cases of bad. And all the comments were saying, this is why I don't do work parties and potlucks. And I was like, I never thought about that. I will dip into anyone's crock pot. Like, same. I don't, if there's buffalo chicken dip in there, like, what, who am I to, like,
period.
Were you washing your hands when you did that? Like, I'm too trusting, I guess, in that way.
Did you wash your chicken, girl?
Like,
who cares?
I don't know.
Give me that buff chick, dude. I'm telling you. We had buffalo chicken dip in the crock pot. It was fire.
So good.
I made 4 different dishes.
Ooh, wait.
I know. Maybe. I cooked all day Saturday from, like, the moment, from the second that I woke up. So I made hash brown casserole or, like, funeral potatoes or whatever you want to call them. Hash brown. You've never heard that before?
No.
It's like, you're going to bring the funeral potatoes? Okay.
What are they, like, scalloped potatoes?
It's basically shaved hash browns and, like, cheese. Like, it's basically all that it is. It's
just like hash brown casserole. It's just another name for it.
Yeah, another name for hash brown casserole is funeral potatoes. And so, yeah, hash brown casserole. I made deviled eggs. I made pasta salad. And banana pudding cups.
I'm starving to death.
Yeah.
I need a plate of
But the banana pudding was peanut butter banana pudding.
Brittany!
It was fire.
What did you do? Like a layer of banana, a layer of peanut butter?
Like, okay. I found this recipe on TikTok.
Talk dirty to me.
I will. So let me just walk you through it. It's a lot easier than it sounds, right? Okay. So I felt like this random woman popped up on my For You page and she was like, my banana pudding is better than Magnolia's in, I think it's like New York City or something, Magnolia Bakery or something like that. My banana pudding is better than Magnolia banana pudding. And apparently, and supposedly, Magnolia's banana pudding is, like, the best thing since sliced bread. So she goes, but I do peanut butter banana pudding. She's like, let me walk you through the recipe. You do instant pudding. And people were, like, of course, into old women are roasting her in the comments being like, you can't call that banana pudding if you use instant pudding. It's like, shut up, who cares? So she used vanilla instant pudding, right? Okay. So you make that. And then you add a whole container of Cool Whip. and sour cream.
Okay.
Sour cream freaked me out a little bit,
Yeah,
but
but I like it
it
creamier.
makes it like creamy and fluffy. It doesn't taste anything remotely sour. And then I always, whenever I bake, I always add vanilla extract, no matter what. Like I always like it was like that was ingrained to me by my mother. My mom is like, always add vanilla extract no matter what you're doing. So I added a little capful of vanilla extract. You mix that together, let the pudding thicken. And then you get 3 cups of peanut butter, which is equivalent to just like a little jar of peanut butter. You take an entire jar, and then you add a cup of powdered sugar and a stick of butter,
Oh,
and you whip it,
yum.
and you whip it so it turns into a mousse. And then and then you get Nutter Butters, and you crush up the Nutter Butters.
That's so smart.
So I did, I took a picture because it was just so good. I did a layer of the pudding, and then where is it at? Oh, there it is. I did a layer of the pudding, and then I sprinkled the crushed up Nutter Butters. Then I got a little ice cream scoop, and I scooped the peanut butter mousse, and then I put banana slices and then more pudding on top. So this
I
is
have
how it
chills
turned.
right now.
And then I did a little garnish. It was so cute. And that's how it turned out.
Oh, Brittany. I love that. I
It
love
was
it.
so good. Like I
Was it
made
like
my,
a hint? Everyone ate
it was
them.
like, I made myself a little mini one to try it with like all of the leftover ingredients. 'Cause I only had enough to make 13 cups. But like, when I tried it, I had to like, I physically stopped in my tracks because I was like, there is no way. Like, it was so freaking good. And I had, like, after the party was over, I think I had like 4 little cups left over. Like, yesterday, a friend of mine called me. She was like, "Hey, are you home?" I said, "Yeah." She's like, "You busy?" I said, "No." She goes, "Can I come get more banana pudding? Do you have any more?" I'm like, "Yeah." So she came and grabbed more out of the
I love
fridge.
that
Like,
friend.
it was so freaking good.
Dang. Oh my
So
gosh, I'm
good.
gonna have to try that.
Yeah, I'll send you the recipe. It's like,
Please.
it's so good.
I'm trying to make it a point this holiday season to like bake a little more and to use the freaking recipes that I save all the time in the folder and all that stuff.
Yep.
It is so therapeutic, like you said, being able to be like, I just made this. Like, what the heck? I'm thinking that way about sourdough. I'm kind of starting to think I might want to try
Really?
duo.
I've thought about it, but then I don't understand the whole like, gotta feed it.
I know. I'm gonna
You
have to
know?
learn, but I know that there's a girl that I follow on Instagram, Natalie Benson, Garden Mother, and she said there's like a sourdough kit you can buy on Etsy, and I think it is like $50 or something, but it comes with like the little tools to like knead it, and like the bowl with the thing to cover it, and like
Oh,
the
that's
mason
cool.
jar for your starter, and like it comes with dehydrated like bacteria or whatever it is that yeast is. It comes with a dehydrated version of the starter.
Wild.
So because you have to like it has to be active. I don't know. It's very crazy. But I know
It
people
is
have like
very crazy.
offered to give me some of their starter. Like that's how it is. You have to have this like one thing. So I thought maybe if I buy a kit, but it would
True.
be so cool to just like slice up a sourdough loaf that I just like popped out of the oven like
I've thought about it, but then when I saw all the videos of people being like, I gotta wake up and feed it and activate it, and I'm like, that's too much for me.
Yeah, I think you like feed it every day or
Yeah,
something.
that's too much. 'Cause
I
I
don't
have enough
know.
time to just wake up, make my coffee, get ready for work, and fill up my Stanley and leave the house. Like, that's all that I really have time for.
All
But
right,
do you
well,
know
I'll
what
try and
else you
help.
should make time for? Follow us on Instagram.
Amazing.
Take the time. Take the time. It takes 2
Amazing.
seconds. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Do all the things. If you want to see our faces, if you want to see the facial expressions that we cannot express to you via audio, tune in.
And you can see like Brittany showing off her banana cream pie. You can see
And
on
me,
YouTube.
do what?
You can see on YouTube.
Yeah. See it on YouTube. You can see my greasy hair. You can see all of it. I
Oh,
was just telling Sophia before we started, I'm like, I put oil in my hair, like an oil treatment, and I just like, I feel like I look dirty, but I promise I'm not. I'm just treating my scalp.
there you go. Okay, well, we're exactly 10 minutes in, so I feel like now is the perfect time to tell you guys that we will be recapping Love is Blind, the reunion, the Washington, D.C. one.
This whole episode is dedicated to it.
Yeah.
So I'm if you haven't watched it before, I'm so sorry. So
We're sorry.
sorry. But
Next episode.
you're gonna have to tune in next time, Queen, because I was wholeheartedly wanting Sophia to watch it last week and she did not, which is fine. I've already gotten over it, so it's okay. So we're gonna get started here. Which couple do you want to start with first?
Okay, let's start by the. Okay, I guess Leo and Brittany, because there's less to talk about with them.
True.
Because they didn't go to Mexico,
No.
and the first time we saw them was at this reunion. And can I say, I was so freaking confused when they walked out and he did like little like kisses to her, and she did a kiss to him. And then they showed pictures of like him with a Rolex and her with a diamond ring, but like they're not together. Like it was so, I didn't understand.
They well, because they did technically get engaged from the pods.
Okay, so then they
Yeah.
broke off the
Yeah,
engagement.
so they technically got because like in when you saw them in the pods, like you saw how like painfully awkward it was.
Right.
And so like I mean she ended up she said yes and he put the ring on her finger. And so you
Okay.
remember her looking at her hand and being like, what am I doing? Like, holy crap, like, you know, I'm
Yeah.
getting engaged to a stranger that I don't know. Like, this is crazy, blah blah, whatever. So then towards the end of it, they were like mumbling to each other about I think they both knew that they weren't going to get picked to go to Mexico. So then they
Yeah.
went on a trip to Miami
Yeah.
instead. So then that's when they said, oh, they're going to show us a picture from Miami. And it was him with the Rolex and it was her with her diamond ring. But then after the 3 or 4 days that they were down there, they called it quits.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know. She says she's dating someone else already. I feel like he really owned up to his like being annoyingness about the money and the Rolex and all that kind of stuff. I found it sincere. I don't know.
I
Did
did
you?
too. I did actually. Like I started off not liking him. I disliked him so much. I was like, he's such a creep and like he just kind of like gives me just like creepy vibes. Like I need to cover my drink vibes, but like at the end of it, his apology to Hannah felt so sincere. Like the most hot take maybe, the most sincere apology I think out of all of the couples
Yeah.
that have talked to each other and apologized to each other sincerely. Like I just feel like he 'cause like I mean he's making TikToks too.
Oh, I haven't looked.
Yeah, he like well he's been making TikToks and he was just like note to self like, you know, don't go on reality TV before going to therapy or something like that. So but yeah, I like them both. I love the fact
Yeah.
that they're like BFFs. I think that's so fun.
I know, it's cute.
I
And
think it's
he's,
adorable.
yeah, I definitely think they're more of a friend vibe, and that will be good for them.
For sure.
That's really all I had about them,
Yeah,
really.
honestly, it was very anticlimactic. I was expecting them to be like, oh, she did this and he did that, and they're yelling at each other. Like, I was expecting a little bit more. But before we move on, like, how did you feel about. Because I have a lot of thoughts just about like the reunion in general, not just like the couples or whatever. Personally, I thought that it was pointless to have all of those random people, random special guests there. Granted, I'd never watched Love is Blind before this season, so I didn't know who any of those people were.
Yeah.
But I just thought that it was so weird that they were like focusing on them so much. I'm like, who are these people? And like, who cares what they think? You know?
And yeah, it made no sense.
Your sound is a little weird.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It made no sense.
Right.
Like I agree. I think it was weird. I every time they did something with the couples, I said, "Doot doot doot," hit the 30-second
Yeah.
forward like three times.
Literally, I'm like, who, genuinely, who are these people? Couldn't tell you.
It did not vibe and blend.
No, not at all. And like, and then on top of that, just like, what are their names? Nick and what's her name? Vanessa?
Yes.
I just think that they are both terrible hosts. They are. I think they're horrific. Nick Lachey making all of these dad pun jokes. And we're like, brother, after the first one, we get it. Move on.
She was like instigating it because she always followed up with one when he did one. I was like, girl. Like,
right.
I know you can tell this is getting old.
Like, give it a rest. Please. Oh.
It was cringy.
I know. It's like the whole thing was cringy. And I just like can't. I hated it. I hated every second of it. Every time that they panned over like AD, I don't even know who that is. But hey. AD, like, what do you think? Who cares?
Like,
who cares?
Nothing to do with what we're actually watching right now. Like, and this is not special. It's not like these people have done something different. Like, they're literally just coming back to say, hey, question mark. Like, I want to know the drama.
Right. Literally. I don't care about, you know, the, oh, you got married to somebody completely different and had a beautiful baby. Like, congrats. Love that for you. However, comma, who cares? Who cares? Who are you?
Yeah, I think they should scrap that bit for the next.
Facts. Reunion. They need to focus on the couples.
Yeah.
That were there. But I feel like a lot of people that have watched it in previous years have said that there was just a lot more drama in this season, that like the couples were people, because like I saw a lot of like, what is the vetting process?
Yeah.
For this, like, how did they pick these people or whatever? And on top of that, like, oh, I just lost my thought. Don't you hate that? I lost it. I'm sorry.
Well, you were just talking about like the I guess picking process.
NDAs. NDAs.
Ah.
Oh, like, why did I see podcast clips, articles, interviews, all of it before the reunion? Where are the NDAs? Where are they?
They fumbled on that one.
Like, I don't want to know. I want the shock factor. Like, I pretty much knew the drama from all the couple's different perspectives before even coming into the reunion. So none of it was a shock to me. Yeah. None of it. I'm like, it made me so upset. I'm like, where is the confidentiality? Like, yes, there are NDAs of like, oh, you know, until the reunion comes out, like, you can't post anything with your couple if you decide to stay together, blah, mm-hmm. blah, whatever. Like, I get that. But then, like, don't do interviews. Don't do interviews. Don't do podcasts. Don't do articles. Don't do whatever. Like, TikToks. Like, you know.
It's going to be better for the premiere anyways. Like, they would get more views if people mm-hmm. didn't know. It seems very, like, duh. Like.
Yes.
Of course you. And that looks. It works better for y'all.
Yes.
You mentioned Hannah. And first off. Okay, Hannah looks. Hannah looks damn good. Okay, like, she looks good.
That Zimpy working overtime. I hate to say
it.
Did
she say she went on Ozempic?
You can tell, dude.
Oh, really?
You can so tell. She's got Ozempic face.
And I don't want to, like, assume, but I know she lost a considerable amount of weight. It used to happen a year.
I almost hate that she looks good. You know what I mean?
And her hair looks so good.
I know.
Like, she definitely got extensions put in.
Oh, for sure. Blend. Oh, for sure.
She looks good, but I was not impressed with her performance on the reunion.
She made me so mad during that whole thing because she was hyper focused on things like what I thought. I was like, at this point, I was like basically screaming at the TV because she was going in on this man, mm-hmm. right? Being like, oh, you know, you wrote down in your journal that you thought that I was, or you were talking to the guys that you thought that I was like a 5 out of 10, or, you know, that you called me a grenade. I'm like, what is this, Jersey Shore grenade? Like, what is that? You know, like, I haven't heard that since the early 2000s with Jersey Shore, right?
They definitely got it from Jersey Shore.
Right. Like, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, there's that. But then on top of that, I'm like, and then I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, okay, you are jumping down this man's throat for not even like for saying all of these things, right? Mm-hmm. acting like you didn't go to your girlfriend's. Because I know she wasn't attracted to that man. I know right. She wasn't. She was attracted to his personality. Because let's be real, his personality makes up for his looks. He's not ugly. He's just not, he's not Henry Cavill, like he compared himself to.
And he's not taller than her. And that was obviously from the beginning a deal breaker. Like, she didn't want someone who was the same size as her.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. From the beginning.
Exactly. So, you know, she's like, but she literally, with two of her homegirls, they're all sitting together and all three of them are bashing this man to his face. Hello? Like, that's crazy. And then when you go into, and then when she made the comment, yeah, when Nick and I decided to call it quits and then, oh, I'm going to go look through his stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
And she read his personal journal and she's getting mad about it. I'm like, that's crazy.
I feel like he did some things that he did need to be called out for, like liking mean comments about her. But the way that she did it, like everything was just so like backhanded almost. Like all of her little digs at him, like, oh, really, Nick? So this on the other? Well, Nick, would you have done this? Like, it was also condescending. And I feel like we said that. We said she was condescending. Like the way that she speaks to people is not okay. For and sure. It really annoyed me, and I wonder if you agree, like her whole being like, yeah, I'm a bitch, but like I'm working on it, like I'm trying to get better, but like I am who I am, like the brushing off of it, not being able to say to him like, I'm sorry, I belittled you, like, but like I'm sorry, like I don't care if I'm on national TV or what, but like that's just how I am, and blah, I'm like, girl,
right,
you, he, like, every women everywhere are watching this and feeling bad for this man.
Literally.
The way you made him feel and look, like, so small. Like,
mm-hmm.
And she can't even muster up, like, and I'm sorry, I'm actually trying to work on that. It's just like, oh, yeah, I'm working on it.
She's
like,
direct.
Yeah. Yes, that's what it was, direct. I'm sorry, I'm just direct.
She's like, I'm just direct. And they were like, do you want to make a comment about all the terrible things that you said to him? I'm just direct. I can't help it. I'm just direct. And then finally, at the very end, she said some cockamamie apology.
Yeah.
But it was after people were looking at her being like, are you going to, you know what I mean? Almost like, are you going to say it? You know? And then when she was just like, I'm sorry. And then people are cheering. I'm like, you're cheering for that half apology?
It was terrible.
Like, that's crazy. I will say, though, on Nick's behalf, it was embarrassing how hard he was standing on business. I was cringing so hard when everyone was like, dude, just like admit to it. And he's like, I never said it. That part made me like, you know what I mean? Because if it was one person being like, you said it, you said it, you said it, you said it. And then everybody's like, oh, I never heard it. I never said it. I never said it. But the fact that everyone, besides, like, a couple people were like, you need to say, like, you just admit it because you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, no, I didn't.
Monica's like, really? Because Steven said that you said that. And she's like, didn't you, Steven? He's like, yeah, you said that.
Yeah. Like, and he's like, no, I didn't. I was like, brother, at this point, hello? Like, at this point, like, Marissa, don't even get me started on her. Marissa called him out.
Yep.
I think a little too much. Marissa called him out. Monica called him out. Steven called him out. Ramses said something.
Yeah.
And
Garrett was like, I just want to move on from this conversation.
I was literally like, thank God. Somebody with the voice of freaking reason. Like, Garrett's like, you had a lot of patience with that.
Yeah.
And was just, I can only imagine what if Garrett and Brittany got together and she was pulling that stuff on him. He would have been like, no.
Oh, yeah. No way.
For sure. But yeah, that's just like, ugh,
I felt like Monica, or not Monica, Marissa was like wailing on Nick because she wouldn't or doesn't want to do the same to Ramses. Like, she loves that her friend's boyfriend treated her like crap so that she can like wail on him.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like very uncomfortable tag teaming at like some point. So I was like, okay. Like, they were about to get it out of him one way or another. Like, they were not giving up.
And he stood on business. He's like, nope, didn't say it. But that part made me like kind of cringe a little bit because I'm like, Nick, just, I'm like, say something so we can move on. Like, this is painful. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hurting for you. I don't know.
Like, put this to rest.
Like, literally. Come on. Just like say something. But I don't know. But also the fact that they were looking to Steven, who at this point is a chronological liar, and they were looking to him for like, back me up here. It's like, he probably lied too.
Steven, we can just go ahead and get, because I don't have anything else about these other people. We can go ahead and get into Steven.
Okay, I'm down.
I was, first off, just so cringed out by his way that he is. Like, the animatronics.
Yes.
The full-on lying and staring you, like, in the face. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just saying the most, okay, so I said Steven's reaction to the text question was so icky. What did he was like, what did he say when she confronted him?
Oh, he said that he doesn't remember because he deleted it.
Yes. And he's like, I don't delete my text threads, when he was saying that was the reason why they had all of these messages for years. I guess he was trying to, what he said, he's like, I know you aren't going to believe this, but I only met this girl one time. I had never seen her before in my entire life, and I know you're not going to believe this, and I know it sounds crazy, but I really had never, I'm like, relax. Like, right. No one who's telling the truth is acting like that.
Honestly.
And he's, like, shifting all around on the couch. Like, he's so uncomfortable, obviously. I was just like, bro, you would feel so much better if you just told the truth.
Oh, I know. Just be straight up.
Yeah.
And stop this whole, like, going back and forth hullabaloo. It's just too much. And just, like, looking at him, I just, like, I get scared. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. The thought of him just looking at me just makes my body just, like, you know what I mean? Just, like, a... okay, like, you can stop now kind of thing. Like, yeah. The sleep paralysis demon in the corner of your room at 3 a.m. staring you down in a dark corner. Like, that's scary.
It's just, like, it's almost, and I don't want to sound mean, but it's, like, a repulsive, like...
Yes.
Like, he's just, like, this, like, sweaty big man. Like, that's all I can think about, with, like, these beady eyes. And he is... It just sealed the deal that he was... messing around on Monica. I was like, okay, now I really can't stand you, like, truly, because that woman, I put a note about her. I was like, she is that girl. She conveys her feelings so perfectly. She stands up for herself so perfectly. Like, she doesn't go overboard, and she's very matter of fact with Steven, and I feel like she has him, like, whipped into place, honestly, because, like, she got him to rat on his friend for saying that thing. Mm-hmm. And the note, when he mentioned, that's why I wrote a note to you or something, like, apologizing. Was that them? And, oh, no, that was Tim. That was Tim and the other lady. Sorry.
Yeah.
The note. But she was like, I knew you were going to bring that up. Okay, anyways. But
the letter. Yes. That he wrote her a letter to, that he wrote. No, that was Tim, wasn't
it? Yeah,
okay. Okay. Yes. Okay, now I'm remembering.
I know.
Yeah, just freaking, I don't know, Steven is just so icky. And the fact that he was like, I never delete my text threads I don't remember, to him being like, oh yeah, the text said blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, I thought you said you didn't remember. That's so weird, yeah?
Very crazy. I also think that Hannah's apology, I forgot to bring this up when we were talking about Hannah and Nick. Hannah's apology to her friend Katie was so backhanded. Like,
oh,
did you catch that?
Sure. I looked through that. I love you so much. Like, I just love you so much. It's like,
You know I trust you. Come on. You know I do. Like, gaslighting her into thinking that she's
tricky.
And did you catch Marissa's mom, what she said to her? Marissa's mom, I had to, like, literally get close to my computer like this and listen, because it was a whisper that, like, she leaned over and whispered. Her mic wasn't hot, so it didn't come through full. But, like, when I leaned in, her mom turned to Katie, because Katie just got gaslit by Nina. And is like, yeah, even though she made you feel like shit for a year. So, apparently, Hannah was, like, either, like, ignoring her or something, or made her feel terrible for talking to Nick. And then on live TV, she's like, no, like, I didn't think about you like that. I would never not trust you. Like, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. But maybe, like, giving her the cold shoulder for an entire year. Like,
and one more thing about Hannah. I could go on about her. Because she just, like, rubs me the wrong way.
Okay.
With every fiber of my soul. Let me just say this. She... And another thing, when Nick wrote down that he wanted to be the most famous person on Love is Blind, first of all, that did not seem like a red flag to me. I'm like, inevitably, when you come on this experience, as they call it, this show, you are going to get some sort of following. You're going to. Because people are going to be intrigued. They're going to be intrigued with your life. They're going to follow you to see what things you post on social media. It's going to happen, right? But the fact that she quit her job.
Mm-hmm.
She quit her job to go on this show.
Do we know what job she had?
She mentioned it, but at this point it's irrelevant. I don't really care.
Now,
but
that's
like,
really funny because
medical sales.
Oh.
Medical device sales.
She was dragging on him for not being mature and not having his finances and this and that, and she just like dropped this job.
Quit the job to go on a dating experience. Okay, that makes sense. But yet, he's the one that's immature going to work, and she's cleaning the fridge in a leather jacket. Like, make that make sense. You know what I mean? Like, ridiculous. It doesn't make... It literally does not make any sense to me.
I felt like when her brother came on for that one episode, it was very telling of, like, the brother sympathizing with Nick and being like, yeah, sorry, she's, like, just kind of mean.
Even the family, too. They barely said anything. They just sat there and let her... And she was like, aren't you going to say anything? It's like,
she's just, like, I want her to be a good person so bad, but I just feel like is she a true friend? Because you know she was totally lying in Katie's face right then.
Oh, for sure.
So it's like.
Absolutely.
What the heck?
The thumbs up.
Little thumb. It's so weird because, like, if I do it, it doesn't work. But if I'm just like.
Talking, it'll do it. That's so funny.
Yeah, she's just not a good friend. Like, that sealed the deal for me. Her backhanded apology. You know I trust you. Why would you think that? Come on. And just brushing it off.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I know. I hated that so much. Hated that.
Yeah, and then, like, Marissa's mom.
Marissa's
mom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that Marissa's mom is intense. However, she clocked it from the get-go. But Marissa is no saint at this point. Mm. My heart went out to her when that episode where she, like, fell to her knees in tears. Because I've been there. I get it. Like, that sucks. Like, heartbreak is easily one of the worst pains that you can feel, in my personal opinion. However, the fact that she was going full force on Nick, like you mentioned before, towards like the beginning of us talking about it, like she basically took out all of her anger onto Nick standing up for Hannah when Hannah did not do the same for her at all.
I know.
When they were talking back and forth, like she did not do that.
Not
and then. And then at the same time, when Marissa said, yeah, and I'm still hooking up with this man, I went, oh!
I did not see that coming.
I did.
I wanted better for her.
And I don't think Marissa's mom even knew, because did you see Marissa's mom's face?
No, was she shocked?
Her face was like,
ooh.
Like one of the faces of, like, you know, when your best friend, like, continues to go back to their toxic ex after you've, like, nursed them back to health at this point from the toxicity of whoever, and then they go back to them and you're like, do you not remember?
Yeah.
What they did and, like, how they hurt you? Like, that's the face that I got from Marissa's mom. Marissa's mom was, like, kind of like a, oh, okay, kind of thing. Yeah. But I just feel like this reunion was just a lot of people clarifying things that people, like, rumors online.
Yes.
That's what this whole reunion was.
Yeah. And Hannah was extra pissed about how she's been made to look online. Mm-hmm. And that she, like, really harped on that, too. And I was like, girl, what do you expect? Like, you sealed, you signed, sealed, and delivered it for us. The way you were talking to that man, like, he didn't have to like a comment. He did. Maybe that was wrong, but you did it all by yourself.
Facts. And then when she was like, oh, these girls are sending me screenshots of DMs that you've sent them. They haven't been together. Who cares?
Right.
Like, if it was DMs of him, like, actively being like, yeah, she was ugly, I didn't like her, like, blah, blah, that's a completely different story.
Right.
But if it's just them DMing each other back and forth, he's a single man.
Right.
He can do that easily, freely.
And he will.
And he should.
And then he, I think he said something like, well, then why did you text me and ask me to come over, like, the other day?
I was like, I said, oh, clocked?
I know. And if clocked he switched it off as, like, I just wanted to, like, talk, Nick, duh. Like, making everyone feel stupid.
I know. So frustrating.
I need to look at her social media. I have not looked her up yet.
Her videos reluctantly pop up on my TikTok.
Oh, does she, like, TikTok frequently?
She, like, people, I mean, she started TikToking. Mm. She did the, you know, the audio is like, take a look around. Mm-hmm. Do you see her anywhere? And it was her with, like, the picture of her from before she lost all the weight.
Mm.
And then, like, compared to now.
Mm.
And, like, that, I think that was her, like, first video since the series, like, when the series started.
Okay.
And people are like, okay, Ozempic, you know? Like... Okay, Ozempic. Ozempi working overtime.
Okay. Speaking of a, like, just like a long-winded, like, he said, she said, Tim and Alex.
Absolutely.
Beating a dead horse.
Agreed. One thing, though, I will say that I didn't realize that Alex bartended.
I didn't know that either, and I didn't know she was still, or, like, the, her dad's stuff was so fresh that, like, he had just been put into, like, or, like, physical therapy or, like, something like that. Like, that's a lot to handle.
Yeah. It's a lot to deal with, and the fact that, you know, he gave that whole heartfelt speech and to her father, and then... they left and she was like, hey, you know, that meant a lot to me. Thank you for doing that. And he's like, oh yeah, I'm like still kind of like on the fence about stuff.
Yeah.
Like I still have second thoughts. And she's like, then why did you, you know, do all of that? Like I never liked him from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
I never did. I just thought he like, I don't know, something about him just really rubbed me the wrong way.
I liked him from the, I did like him in the beginning. But now with the reunion, I see what's wrong.
I love the fact that Britney stood up for her.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. Because everything that she was saying, Tim was like... to everything that she was saying.
So annoying.
Yeah, and Britney's like, hey, could you, like, not do that? Like, she's giving you the respect of hearing you out, and you're just brushing everything off that she's saying. And then that's when freaking Vanessa and Nick finally, Nick Lachey, finally say, like, maybe you should talk about this privately. I'm like, why didn't you say the same thing about that with Nick and What's-Her-Face?
I know.
Like, Nick and Hannah. Like, why didn't you say that about them? You let that go on forever. But then the second that Tim and Ashley start, is that her name? Alex. Tim and Alex start, whatever, start hashing things out, that's when... I don't know.
I agree. I think it was gone on for too long, and it became very clear very quickly that Tim was way too caught up on the fact that she called him the B word.
Yes.
That is what it came down to, and that was, like, the reveal. I always wondered what happened in Mexico. Why did she put her hand over his mouth? How did she, quote, call him out of his name? And when I figured out that it was because she called him the B word, I was like, and he made it the entire reason for all of his actions, the entire argument. It was like, but you called me out of my name, but you called me a bitch, but you did this, but I can't get over that. And it's like, if you can't get over someone calling you a name, you've really, really got to, like, look inwards. Like, it's not that big of a deal. So his reason for being mean to her was all like tied back to that. It felt so, he just cannot let it go. And it right. felt like, ugh.
Like, it would be one thing if they, like, if he just, like, couldn't look past that,
mm-hmm.
to, like, have a conversation and set a boundary. Like, don't, like, I understand, like, needing to separate yourself and, like, cool off for a little bit to, like, get your mind collected so you can actively communicate. Fine. But, you know, like, the, oh, don't call me out for, like, don't call me anything, whatever he said, like, you know, I can't get over it. It's like, that's when you need to have a conversation, and that's when you need to set a boundary. Mm-hmm. And just be like, look, that may have been okay in your past relationships, but that's just, like, one thing that I can't look past. So, like, if he truly loved her, like, he claimed that he did, then, you know, like, then that's something that he needed to communicate with her and be like, I'm willing to work past this, but that's a boundary that I have. Do not call me that again.
Yeah. He couldn't let it go. I also think that Alex was not, like, emotionally ready to focus on a relationship. Like,
for sure.
You said, like, the bartending thing, plus I wrote down she's going through a hard transition with her dad and she wants to disassociate. Like,
mm-hmm.
of course she just wants to sleep all day. Like, she's not ready. Like, she doesn't want to have to care about this man whining because she called him the B word. Like,
right.
She doesn't care enough. And you could totally see that in the episode where, like, they broke up. Like, she was just eating her chicken wings and her french fries. She was like, oh, you want to talk? Like,
right, she's like, I'm hungry. Like, what do you need?
Yeah. And it felt like he wanted her to do a lot more because he was also caught up on the text messages, how, like, mm-hmm. they wouldn't text all day, or she responded this way and he was expecting a response in this tone instead. And it was just like, she wants to be alone. You want too much from her right now. It's not going to work.
For sure.
Yeah. That's my diagnosis.
Felt. I feel like they both need a lot of work.
I agree.
Separately.
I also noticed that it was, like, a little bit shady when the hosts asked who keeps in touch, like, between the girls. Did you see that little bit there? Or do you remember that question? It was, like,
I think so.
So, Brittany, not, it's the other black couple, not Marissa and Randy.
Ashley and Tyler.
Mm-hmm. So it's Brittany, Ashley, and then Alex. Really, I think all the people on the one side of the couch. When the host asked, do y'all keep in touch? They were all like, yeah, like, we do. And she's like, actually, like, we're going, and Monica too, like, we're going to a mm-hmm. vineyard, blah, blah. And when it panned over to Hannah, she did a little, like, and, like, rolled her eyes type thing. So I feel like she's upset that she's not included in that. And also, I noted that Marissa just, like, stared straight ahead. Like, when they said who keeps in touch, she just... And then Hannah did her, like, little roll of eyes. And then all the other girls were like, yeah, we, like, do this, that, and the other.
Wild.
So I feel like there's a little bit of a, like, rift there.
Wild.
Yeah.
I saw, like, you know, I noticed a little awkward tension with that, because all the guys hang out together, except yeah. they don't include Steven. Like, they, I don't think they include Steven. I think they include everybody else, but, mm-hmm. or maybe not even Steven, maybe not Steven and Tim, but I know that it's, like, Garrett, Ramses, Tyler, and Leo,
it's
think.
Not Tim. Tim is there. It's the other guy who's married to Ashley is not
Tyler.
There.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah. Wait. So, no, Tyler's there. Tyler,
yeah,
and
Garrett,
yeah,
they went fishing.
Yeah, they went fishing together.
Sorry.
So I feel like there's some guys that just, like, are not included in the whole guy trip, whatever. I don't know. I just know that I love Garrett and Taylor so much.
I know.
Did you catch it when Garrett blew a kiss to Taylor's mom?
No.
Like, because I think the host, like, asked the parents, like, oh, you know, like, did you ever think that this would happen, or blah, blah, blah. And then when she started tearing up, Garrett went to the mom.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I love them.
When you first saw them together, like, what was your reaction of seeing them at the reunion?
I don't like Garrett's look.
I thought it was a wig. I thought they were dressing up for like a 70s party. Like, because he was wearing a gold embossed like suit yeah. with this middle part swoopy hairdo, like Lord Farquaad-esque, like handsome Squidwardy, like
handsome Squidward.
Like, I'm just thinking like squiggles on each side of the head. Yes. Like, what? Like, I honestly thought it was a costume party.
I think it's the facial hair for me.
That too. He honestly looked good with a buzz cut.
I like, agree.
And I love a guy who like can rock a buzz cut. Like,
I think that if he kept the hair and got rid of the facial hair,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that would be better. But like the face, like the very like 5 o'clock shadow with the hair, the gold embellished jacket, I was like, Garrett, what are we doing?
I know.
I was like, what are we doing? When I saw him, I went, oh. That's a choice. That's
a choice. It honestly looked like a wig. And then I'm like, okay, if it grows that thick and luscious, like, why were you shaving it? But, right. like, there's got to be a better style that he could do.
Right.
Because it is coming in. Like, I'm, like, it is.
Oh, I know.
Good hair. I thick. Truly was like, how is that his hair?
Right. Like, thick. And then Miss Taylor and Miss Renaissance. Like, Beyonce Renaissance tour.
Like, metal corset.
Like, tone boobs. She's suited up and ready for war. Medieval war times. Like,
I'm telling you, it was like they were going to a Halloween party.
Seriously, I mean, she looked great. She looked hot. But I'm like, I feel like that's just uncomfy to sit in.
Oh, because
the whole time she was sitting up like that, I'm like, bless your heart, I'd want to, like, slouch and, like, get comfortable. Pull a Steven and like put his arm up and just hang out. Oh my gosh,
he was just like, he was so uncomfy. It was so weird to watch.
Oh, I know. I hated it. It's
just like slimy.
Ew.
I thought it was really cute that Garrett, because the host asked him like, hey, like what about this fashion change or whatever? I loved that he attributed it to her.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, it's really nice just having somebody worth looking good for.
That's I know. Said. I saw that and I went, ooh.
It's like, and she, like, he really, I guess, feels like he's come into his own. Like, yes. he's experimenting with fashion. He's experimenting with hair. So, like, I can't drag him too much. But I do feel like there could be a few tweaks. But I love it for him. And I love, yes. I love that he's so happy that now he can, like, focus on other things that make him happy. Like, fashion. And, like, apparently he, like, walked in some, like,
New York Fashion, New York Fashion Week. I was like, okay, you're it. Go off. I love to see it. But then, at the same time, oh my god, I had the thought and then I lost it again. Oh! Taylor's wedding dress.
Oh, I know.
That was a choice. Oh god, I feel bad. But like, the dress that she originally tried on in the shop, I was like, that's gorgeous. She's gonna look great. And then she did some high-low.
Yeah, see, vibe. I thought it was different too.
It was. I clocked it. I said, that's different. I was like, I don't remember it being high low.
It was different is a good word. Like, I just
it was different. It was very, it was a choice and it was different.
It was like, a choice.
I don't know. I just like, I never really enjoyed high low dresses. So like, I did, however, I loved the fact that her bridesmaids were in pantsuits.
Oh, I missed that.
They were in, like, all white suits.
Cute.
Which I thought, and it looked like they had, like, white slacks, like a corset top, and a white blazer, which I thought was super cool. I loved that. Like, it looked really chic.
Mm.
However, her dress, I don't know. I can't get past the high-low. I feel like the high-low just, like, kind of ruined the classy vibe.
It would definitely not be my first pick. I did love her headband, however. I thought, like, her thick, she had, like, a thick
she
silk
did.
White headband mm-hmm. on. And I can't remember how her hair was, but I was like, ooh, that's cute. Like, that's definitely, like, a chic. Because she's very chic.
Yes.
But, like, in a modern woman sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Know.
And she's just so pretty. Like, every time she smiles and her little dimples come out, I'm like, can you imagine, like, waking up with that face?
I know. And her, like
looking cute at every angle.
And her mouth.
Yes.
And her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Are, fantastic. Like, I'm in awe every time I look at that woman.
Her freckles. Like, she has the best complexion.
I know. She is just stunningly gorgeous.
Stunning.
I love her.
I also wrote that her and Garrett are just like so naturally good together. Like
They
they literally
are.
fit like yin and yang. Like their humors line up, their personalities
I
line up. Like,
know.
and watching their little vlogs, like their little what we did in the past year, I'm like, they're just so perfectly
know.
funny together. And they just like, it seems like they probably never fight. Like, he's the perfect man and she's the perfect woman.
I know, I love them both so much.
I know. I gotta go follow her on Instagram.
I
She's
was
the
thinking,
best.
I've looked at her Instagram a bunch and I was like, maybe I should just do it. Just
Hit her
follow
with the
her.
follow.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love her so
I
much.
know. She's definitely my favorite from the season.
Yes. Big
I
Taylor fan
don't.
club over here.
Oh, we totally forgot to talk about
Tyler and Ashley.
Yes.
Yes.
I had no notes on them. I didn't write anything down. I think it made, I mean, she came on there and said, "Look, it's really upsetting y'all think I'm stupid. He told me more than we told the camera, like off camera. Apparently, he
Right.
told her more about the relationship. Like, I don't know." And he got choked up when he was talking about it, too.
That's why I kind of believe them. People are like, after the reunion, people are on TikTok being like, Ashley is so dumb. Like, she's a clown. Like, she's like, and I'm like, you, I don't know. That, like, because he was looking at her and tearing up and like looking at her. And you can tell he was like completely uncomfortable. Like, just like full of just raw emotion the entire time. I don't know. I believe it. Maybe if it ends up not being true, that's toxic of me, but I are delusional, but I believe him wholeheartedly.
I agree. I think the rawness of it, like, and like you said, looking her directly in her eyes and telling her, like, I would not want to leave these children like alone practically, like, because apparently what happened was the couple was like two women. The one woman left the relationship really abruptly and left this woman with two kids. So he was like, I couldn't in good conscience just like let her struggle by herself. And then of course I got too wrapped up in it and like that's my fault, but like he just wanted to like be there for these kids. And I think just them being so understanding of like the entire situation and her having his back the entire time, I was like,
Yep.
okay, they're good on this. Like
For
they've talked
sure.
about it, they get it, they understand it. It's not a like consistent issue like the internet is making it.
Oh, I know. I feel like they're reading way too much into it. And did you see that they did a TikTok? They went to a Ravens game.
No.
So they, okay, so there was a, there's speculation again. There was a TikTok of part of the Love is Blind. I don't think it was everybody, but it was like a big group of them. They all went to a Baltimore Ravens game and they were on the sidelines and they like panned over and I think and they called Ashley's name and she whipped around and went like this. And well, she didn't go like she just like whipped around and went like, hey, like put her hand on her stomach and went like that. And people were like, she's pregnant. Oh my God, she's pregnant. They were like, oh, and it was literally like, I watched the video and it was because people like took a screenshot of her having her hand right here. And that's normally where like women put their hand when they're, you know, having a baby or whatever, when they're taking photos. But like I watched because it was just a screenshot and her hand was here. And like, I guess the angle that you can see it from, like it looks like she's pregnant, right? From like the angle, right? So then. But then I looked and I said, oh, like she's pregnant. And then everybody's like, oh my God, like she's just blind to the fact that Tyler's a deadbeat dad and like blah blah whatever. And then eventually, I just like kept scrolling and the video itself popped up. And I watched her. She whipped around and like when she whipped around, she like put her hand right here for like a millisecond and then put her hand down. And then I was scrolling on TikTok. I think it was either last night or the night before. And she came online and she started laughing. And she was like, do you know how many espresso martinis I downed before we went to the game? She's like, I am not pregnant. And she was like, and then she kept going. Like, I will say that this part was kind of like a, well, you kind of signed up for it. Cause she was just like, nothing. She was like, I want you basically like a leave me alone and let me be in private. But then at the same time, I'm like, babe, you went on a reality TV show. There are going to be some people who are going to be invested in your life because of all this drama that's going on. So, like, you're never going to escape it. Like, maybe within the next 10 seasons when you randomly come back and they're like, who's this girl? Kind of thing, like that did with that other chick that came on.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. I think she definitely signed up for it, but I think pregnancy is just like, it's such a sensitive. Like,
oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Thing. And so of course she's going to be a little upset by it, but she also said that she wanted to have babies like pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, she was not preggers. She just happened to the way she whipped around, she had her hand on her stomach for like quite literally a millisecond.
Did you see that the next city that they're doing is Minnesota?
I did see that. Yeah.
Are we going to watch it?
Of course I'm going to watch it. Okay. At this point, I'm kind of intrigued.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's only going to get better.
Hopefully. Hopefully they have a better vetting process. Mm. And hopefully there are more couples will actually like stay together.
Yeah.
Instead of just two. Because only literally two people only. But I will say the second that Hannah and Nick called things off, I went, finally. Because I'm like, there is no way. No way.
No. If she was going to go through with that, I would have just, would have been like feeling bad for her situation. Like, why do you honestly think that you have to do this? Like, please don't do this to yourself. You do not like this man.
And literally.
It's so clear. It is so clear.
Like, even to each other. I know Nick is
about to pop out. He's about to pop out with the IG model. I know that's his type.
Facts. People are like, I think he's made it to Black Girl TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Because I see so many videos of these, like, beautiful black women being, like, you know, like, taking screenshots from his Instagram, being like, he needs to date one of us. and he's liking all the comments.
Oh my god.
Which I love. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
He is about to pop out with a baddie.
With a baddie.
Hannah was like, you said you were gonna fly this girl out to the reunion. I was like, oh my god. That's what he was DMing these girls, being like, I'm gonna fly you out to the reunion. It's crazy.
But the thing,
like, Hannah is gonna jump on them and literally rip them to shreds.
But the thing is, though, it's like, we all knew that he was charming from the jump.
Yes, he is charming.
Yeah. Like, that was the one thing that they all talked about. The second that they all reconvened in the pods, their first thing was Nick.
Yeah.
Because of how charming and how, like, charismatic he is.
Mm-hmm.
The Riz, as the kids call it.
You're right.
He's got Riz.
He does have Riz.
So it's like, of course he's going to say, I'm going to fly you out. He's not serious.
I know.
Of course he's going to say, I'm going to fly you out. It's so funny.
He is about to pop out with a baddie. I can't wait to see his girlfriend. I just know it.
Pop out with Abby.
Like, his type is, like, a girl who, like, wears heels all the time.
Period. Like, yeah. Yes.
Like, to every event. Like, she wants to wear heels. Like, he wants to wear his skinny jeans and his Jordans and his blazer.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah.
I love that for them.
So funny. Okay, well, yeah, those are all the notes that I had. Good Lord.
For real.
That's it. Just those couple of things.
Just the 57 minutes worth of things. Or like 47 minutes, because we started talking about it 10 minutes in. 47 minutes worth of stuff. But hey, I feel like we covered all of our bases here.
We did. And let us know if there's any other shows that you guys want us to watch and review.
For sure.
Next Tell Me Lies season, we will review as we watch it.
For sure.
Whenever it comes out in 2027 or whatever.
That's a bone that I have to pick with freaking TV shows. I am so tired. So tired. Exhausted. Dragging the feet. At the fact that Netflix, part one of the series here, part two of the season one coming out in 4 weeks. I'm like, what is the point? I'm like, why not have the whole season one out? And what happened to 25 episodes a season?
I love that. All the OG 2000 shows always had 20 episodes in a season minimum.
Like, even Law and Order. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for freaking 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or however long. Like, and they have freaking 22 to 25 episodes a freaking season.
As it should be.
I'm like, daggone, dude. This whole 5 episodes and then ends on a cliffhanger and then you come out like...
Oh my gosh, you with Tell Me Lies, I remember you were like, yeah, I'm watching it. I was like, okay. And you're like, I'm about to start episode 9. I was like, wait, there's episode 9? Like, I missed something. Like, thank God. And you were like, oh no, there's only 8. I'm like, 8.
Just like, kidding.
8 is too little.
I agree.
10 is a nice round number.
Yeah, I'm like, all the others, like, season 1 was 10.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, why did you end 8 here?
I also love that her and Steven are dating in real life. Did you know that?
Are they really?
Yeah, Lucy.
Wait.
And
I hate Steven, though.
The toxicity, I know.
I hate her, too. Person. I hate her, too.
She's pretty bad.
I loved her from the jump, and then now it's just the whole... Oh God, she's the worst. And then what's that girl's name? The ex. What's her name?
Oh.
Steven's ex.
Yeah. Pippa. No, Pippa's, that's not. Diana?
Diana.
Yeah.
Is it Diana?
The one who's the law student.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it Diana?
Yeah.
I think that sounds right. Anyway, when she was fighting tooth and nail to get that rat of a man, he looks like a rat. I know. Like, just like his facial expressions always is.
Steven?
Yes.
Yes.
He looks like a rat.
In his bald head. If anybody's grew up their hair, it's him. I don't, like, the whole.
But even with the hair, when he grew out the hair, like, at the, I was like. When Lucy turned around and they made eye contact and I saw the long hair, I immediately went, oh no, like it's,
oh gosh, I don't remember it.
You don't remember?
Oh my
when
gosh,
he
I'm
showed
Googling.
Up to the wedding and he had the long hair and then the night before the wedding, they shaved his head.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I had like a visceral reaction to him with long freaking hair. It's like, ew.
Okay, I'll show everyone.
Just like the, oh, that's awful.
I guess you're right. He is kind of better bald.
It gives a guy that was hot in high school, and then you don't see him because he peaked in high school, and then you see him again, and you're like, ew. Like, why did I ever think that he was hot kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Steven's just, he's not hot to me. I don't
he's
know.
So icky. He's so gross. He's Lucy, so gross.
Lucy is hot.
Lucy, I like, she's gorgeous. And that makes me mad that she is wasting her beauty on that rat. I'm going to keep calling him a rat because that's what
he is. They dressed him up here, but that's really making, y'all are doing him.
Yeah, that's the filter. It's the pose. It's the velvet jacket. Like, come on.
No, he really does look, here's a better example. He just is like...
He's a rat.
Yeah.
He's just like every mid...
Mid. Exactly.
Mid. Like, he's medium ugly. Or medium hot. Is that what it's called? Medium hot?
I don't know. I agree, though.
Like, ew. With his prison tats. I can't.
I would do terrible things for season 3 right now.
That's so funny.
I would. Like, I'm dying to know. But I also love that they left it that much of a cliffhanger because it's like... Then there's more.
Mm-hmm.
There's more to see. Like, please.
Yes.
Did you? Okay, I sent Brittany a TikTok that was some girl being like, if you like Tell Me Lies and you just can't bear to live life without it, here are some, like, suggestions of shows that are similar to Tell Me Lies. So let me pull them up for you guys right now because the first one that I saw, I was like, okay, I might actually watch this. The way that she's describing it, I think she said you have to get some sort of subscription. It's called Dr. Foster.
That's the first one that she talked about, and that made me very intrigued.
Very. And it's like, I think it's on Prime Video, okay? And it's a free trial of BritBox. So I guess it's a British TV show.
Mm.
So it's like a extra add-on to your Prime Video that you get. But apparently she's a doctor, and I think she, like, starts to get involved with her patients.
Mm.
Like, apparently she has the perfect life, and everyone respects her, and then she becomes suspicious that her husband's having an affair.
Oh.
But the girl was like, I'm telling you, it's so worth it. So I think that's what I'm watching tonight. I think I just convinced myself.
I love that.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to another episode, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hope you watched Love is Blind, and I hope that these were all of your same thoughts, because if not, I don't know if we can be friends.
I just let us know, DM us on Instagram and let us know your thoughts. Yeah, whether you agree, whether you agree, disagree, anything like that, you gotta let us know.
Yeah, we haven't checked our DMs recently, but so leave us like a little surprise, okay? So when I check them, I can smile.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you guys.
Until next time, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.